Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's Missouri Basin Conference call. Due to basin conditions, this is an ad hoc call to provide an update of current runoff conditions. Our next scheduled call will be tomorrow at 1 p.m., and we will send an invitation out for that call first thing in the morning. This call is provided as a courtesy to congressional representatives, tribal, state, and local government officials, including levee sponsors, emergency managers, and the media. I am Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. This call will be recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for media reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines have been placed on mute. When we get to the question and answer session, I will provide instructions for coming off mute to ask your question. However, if I ask, because the mute function does not work on all phones, please use your phone's own mute function and do not place the call on hold. When you are done speaking, please place your call back on mute as there is a tendency for feedback. Again, the question and answer session will take place at the end of the call. On the line with us, we have from the National Weather Service, Missouri Basin River Forecast Center, Kevin Lau, who will provide an update of river stages, river forecasts, and weather forecasts. From the Missouri River Water Management Division, we have John Remus. And then from the Kansas City District Emergency Management Office, Mike Doolin. And from the Omaha District Emergency Management Office, we have Spencer Giles. With that, I will hand the call over to Kevin Lau.
Good afternoon, everyone. Eileen, can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Okie doke. Again,
Kevin, good afternoon. Kevin, this is Colonel Newbar. I just want to make a few opening comments, please.
Sure.
My apologies, sir. Did not know that was planned.
Thanks, folks, for joining us. Hey, good afternoon, myself, Mr. Remus, and Ms. Kim Thomas, our chief of operations here in Omaha, just returned from Sioux City, where we had an engagement with the governor of South Dakota, and we looked at the conditions on the ground there in southeastern South Dakota. And so I think to maybe set the stage, over the past 7 to 8 days, north central Nebraska, southeastern South Dakota, and northwestern Iowa has seen a tremendous amount of rain across a large piece of terrain. And I think the National Weather Service has categorized this somewhere in the 600% of average, right? And so that is contributing to record levels across numerous unregulated tributaries that feed into Missouri, some above our last Project Gavin's point, most of them below Gavin's point. And so we expect to see some high water levels from Sioux City down. John Remus will talk about the specifics about what we're doing at our projects and what we expect to see downriver. Of note, we have limited flow at Fort Randall, where we do have capacity to continue to hold the Missouri River itself. John will talk about kind of the conditions that are present at Gavin's and how we're working through those. Happy to say we've been able to push liaisons out to South Dakota, Nebraska, and Iowa, along with technical assistance and the resources that have been requested, and where I think we're postured to do so should further requests come in. Again, thanks for joining us. We wanted to get this communication out in front. And with that, I'll pass it to Kevin to talk us through the weather piece prior to John. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Again, I'm Kevin Lau. I'm with the National Weather Service, Missouri Basin River Forecast Center in Kansas City. So as was just said, over the past 3 days, we've seen about an area of about 300 square miles just south of the Sioux Falls area that had a radar estimate of anywhere from 10 to 15 inches. An even larger area covering southeast South Dakota, southwest Minnesota, and northwest Iowa saw 6 to 8 inches over that area, again, over the past 72 hours. and has been mentioned that has already set several records, stage records, just to name a few, along the Floyd, the Rock, the Big Sioux, the Little Sioux, the Vermilion, and the West Fork Vermilion. We believe that the inflow to Gavin's Point has now crested and is receding, but that's based on National Weather Service inflow forecast there. So we do think that the inflow to Gavin's is now receding. Looking downstream, I'll just go tributary by tributary and let you know what we're thinking as far as the contribution by cubic feet per second into the Missouri main stem. For the James River, we believe that the crest will be in somewhere around 34,000 on Wednesday. The Vermilion also will crest around 32,000 on Wednesday. The Big Sioux, it should crest overnight tonight, anywhere from 85,000 to 90,000 cubic feet per second. The Floyd River, it crested this morning about 42,000 cubic feet per second. The Little Sioux River is expected to crest Tuesday evening around 50,000 cubic feet per second. Our latest forecast as far as stage goes for the Missouri main stem itself. Sioux City is expected to crest at 31.1 feet tonight. Omaha is expected to crest at 34.8 feet Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Nebraska City is expected to crest at 25.2 Thursday evening. Brownville is expected to crest at 42.8 Friday evening. And finally, I'll mention Rulo is expected to crest at 24 feet Saturday during the day. We do expect flooding all the way down to Herman, with the exception of the Kansas City Reach. But it, of course, as you go downstream, the flooding becomes minor in category. But we do expect flooding to happen along the almost the entire Missouri River main stem. I'm going to hang on for questions later on, but with that, I'll pass it back. Oh, I guess I should mention, as far as anticipated rainfall, I am not concerned about that. Tuesday into Wednesday, we will have a little bit of rain over the mouth of the Platte River. Thursday into Friday, maybe another half an inch over the lower Big Sioux. But that's all that we're expecting as far as the next 5 to 7 days of precipitation. So I believe the worst of the precipitation is behind us now. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, Eileen. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. And over to John Remus.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so again, thanks everybody for tuning in on such short notice. I'm a real brief reservoir operations. As Colonel Neubauer said, we have cut flows out of Fort Randall Dam to almost zero. There still is a little bit of power peaking going on, but it's essentially zero. Good news from Kevin Lau. We are also thinking that the inflows into Gavin's Point Dam are turning over, but they're still exceeding our outflows. So this afternoon, the pool at the Gavin's Point Dam reached the top of the gate. So we just recently raised those gates. So we will be spilling about 15,000 cubic feet per second out of the spillway and cutting back the powerhouse to about 9,000 cubic feet per second. We're maintaining the 24,000 CFS, and we will do that until such time as the inflows are less than the outflows and the pool drops below 1210 elevation so that we can close the gates. Once that happens, we will adjust the flows as much as we can to help out with the flooding downstream. I think that's all I have from a reservoir operations point of view, so I will hand it back to you, Eileen, for the next presenter.
All right, thank you. And we'll go to Mike Doolin in Kansas City.
Hi, thanks, Eileen. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Doolin. I'm an emergency management specialist for the Kansas City District Corps of Engineers. Just as a reminder, you know, please be vigilant out there. Dangerous river levels are forecast to occur within the Kansas City district over the next several days, starting early Tuesday morning, where Rulo, Nebraska is forecast to begin entering minor flood stage. So please pay attention to National Weather Service watches and warnings and river forecasts. And also remember to follow the instruction of your local emergency management agencies. Our Emergency Operations Center will be activated tomorrow morning to level 3 emergency watch with hours of operation from 0700 to 1700. Future activation levels and hours of operation will be reevaluated as the flood crest moves into our AOR. But we do plan to provide technical assistance to levee owners and operators in the Holt County area beginning tomorrow morning. We have a flood fight team coming out of Glasgow, Missouri, that'll be traveling to the area to meet with levee districts and address any issues or concerns they may have up there. We'll continue to monitor river levels and deploy additional flood fight teams if necessary. Current forecasts from the National Weather Service, Missouri Basin River Forecast Center, are projecting moderate flood stage between Rulo, Nebraska and St. Joe, Missouri, as the flood crest moves through between 29 and 30 June. And then, as Kevin said, minor flooding is forecast to occur downstream of St. Joe all the way down to Herman. So with the forecasted crest of 24 feet at Rulo, Nebraska on 30 June, we can expect all non-federal levee systems within Holt County to have around 1 to 2 foot of freeboard. So the potential for overtopping does exist there if those river stages come in a little higher than forecast. So this includes the levee systems of Corning, Union Township, Holt County Number 9, Holt County Number 10, and the Cannon Drainage District. All federal and non-federal levee systems are expected to perform as designed. However, anytime a levee system is loaded with floodwater, it does pose a dangerous situation. Levee rehab efforts following the 2019 and 2021 flood events have been completed, and all levee systems in our district's PL8499 program have been fully restored to their pre-flood levels of protection. To date, we have received no requests for direct assistance. We do have an inventory of 3.7 million sandbags and various other flood fight materials positioned throughout the district, so we are ready to support should requests come in from our state and local partners. And then this afternoon, our EOC sent notifications to Missouri SEMA, to the Kansas Division of Emergency Management and FEMA Region 7, informing them of the situation and also our intention to activate our EOC to level 3 emergency watch. So if you have any questions for us during the day or after duty hours, we can be reached at 816-426-6320. Again, that number is 816-426-6320. If you call after regular duty hours, please leave a message and your telephone number, and we will return that call as quickly as possible. To conclude the remarks, Kansas City District is ready to support stakeholders up and down the river. We have an adequate inventory of flood fight supplies and equipment on hand should levee districts choose to actively engage in flood fight efforts. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And we will turn it over to Spencer Giles, provide an update from Omaha.
Good evening. I'm Spencer Giles. I'm the Emergency Management Chief for the Omaha District Corps of Engineers. Our Emergency Operations Center activated Friday to a level 3 emergency watch and increased today to a level 2 partial activation. Our hours of operation are 0700 in the morning to 7 p.m. in the evening. Future activation levels and hours of operation will be reevaluated as the flood progresses down the road. Our EOC is coordinating with the state emergency management offices in South Dakota, Iowa, and Nebraska. We have provided a liaison to the South Dakota Emergency Management Agency and will provide liaisons to both Iowa and Nebraska tomorrow. We've provided technical assistance to Iowa over the past 24 hours in both Dickinson and Buena Vista counties.
Spencer, they're having a hard time hearing you. Maybe closer to
the as I was saying, we've provided technical assistance to Iowa over the past 24 hours in Dickinson and Buena Vista counties. We've also provided 20,000 sandbags to Dakota County Emergency Management Team in Nebraska. Tomorrow, we are deploying 4 levee surveillance teams to monitor our major levee systems on the Missouri River. We maintain an inventory of various flood fight materials and equipment positioned throughout the district, ready to support should requests come from our state and local partners. If you have questions for us, we can be reached after duty hours by calling 402-995-2448. Please leave a message and a telephone number, and we will return the call as soon as possible. In summary, the Omaha District is ready to support our stakeholders up and down the river. We have an adequate inventory of flood fight supplies and equipment on hand to support efforts. Thank you.
Thank you, Spencer. We currently have 106 callers on the line. I want to thank you for joining us. We're going to move to the question and answer period. I want to allow members, tribal members or congressional representatives to ask questions first. We'll go through them in alphabetical order by state, and then we'll open it to media and other callers, again, alphabetical order by state. But I do have 2 people who placed their hands up in the WebEx app, so I will go to them. When it is time to ask your question, if you've dialed in using the web app, you can come off mute there. But if you've muted your phone, you'll also need to unmute your phone. As I mentioned at the beginning of the call, this is recorded and your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. Please state your name and the organization that you represent before asking your question. First question will come from Matt W. If you want to come off mute and ask your question. You may be on mute on your phone as well, Matt. Still not hearing you, sir. Matt, are you there?
This is Matt Brown with Associated Press. I could fill the gap. So I just had it sounds like a lot of the flooding downstream will be moderate to minor. Is that what I'm hearing, or the threats along the mainstream of the Missouri?
Let Kevin Lau answer that question.
Yes, that is correct. Moderate to minor.
And just to follow up on that, so are y'all expecting any particular, any communities that you are worried about that could suffer flooding, or does it look like we're going to avoid that?
I would have to defer that question to the local weather forecast office. I don't know the answer off the top of my head. I don't believe so, but that's just a guess.
This is Mike Bula out of Kansas City. Hey, I can tell you, so as long as the levee systems up there in Holt County, for our area of responsibility anyway, as long as those levee systems in Holt County are able to hold, we're not expecting major impacts to any communities in the area necessarily.
This is John Remus in Omaha here. That's the same here. As long as the levees hold, we're not expecting any major impacts. There will be some interior drainage issues. We're in the levied off areas. Now, there are some communities that don't have levees, but we've not heard from them, to my knowledge, Spencer, have we, from anybody, Blair, or any place that doesn't have?
No, we haven't.
So we haven't heard from them. We're not anticipating that at this time. Over.
Thank you.
Okay. So thank you for that. And I did send Matt W. a message that he could type his question in the chat if he preferred. We'll move to Irv Portis.
Hi, Irv Portis, Nebraska Emergency Management Agency. I'm looking at the hydrograph for the Missouri River of Brownville. showing it's cresting at 42.8 about 29 June around Brownville. Between Peru and Brownville are levees R562, 548, and I don't remember the third number, I'm sorry, that have not been repaired since 2019. Any modeling or predictions how the current situation will affect the those levees and the properties around with this current event? Over.
Thank you, Irv. Pass that question to Spencer Giles.
So Irv, I guess I can't say that we have any specific modeling on those, but I can tell you while we were working the rehabs on particularly 562 and 548 there in the Nebraska or Peru and Brownville area, there are remaining breaches in 562. Water is going to pass through those.
Okay, thank you, Spencer.
I will add to that, we are coordinating with the levee sponsor and have been for the last few days, and they're evacuating, removing property within the area.
Thank you again.
Thank you, Spencer. And I've got a Frank HUS.
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead and ask your question, please.
I think this was Kevin. He mentioned the Sioux City crest was expected to be 31.1 Omaha, 34.8 Nebraska City, 34.2. Did you have an estimate for the Decatur gauge? And wondering if it's still possibly looking at the Tuesday evening crest and what that number might be.
Yes, this is Kevin, and Decatur, we're still saying a crest of 37 feet on the 25th, so Tuesday morning.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and we'll be putting out a just to follow on that. We should be putting out a update to the Missouri River forecast, the entire forecast, sometime around 8 o'clock tonight.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. The question from Matt W. is, what is the Corps doing to help local levee districts? I'm not sure which area he is in. I know that you guys have mentioned pumps and sandbags. He's updated it. He is Harrison, Pottawatomie County, Iowa. So that would be Spencer.
Yeah, Matt, so we are coordinating with the local levee sponsors within the districts. We have flood fight materials that are available, as well as I had mentioned, we are pushing out our levee surveillance teams tomorrow to start monitoring the levees.
All right, thank you, Spencer. Okay, so we'll move to the in alphabetical order by state. Again, tribes or congressional members. Starting with the state of Iowa. Again, star six to come off mute or use the WebEx app to come off mute. Okay, moving from Iowa to Kansas.
Sorry, Scott Schramm, Iowa Department of Transportation, District 4.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question about the Nebraska City gauge. Since we removed the horseshoe levee there and we widened that channel, do you have any idea what the gauge impact is for Highway 2? We know what it used
Kevin
to be,
can give but. You the I think Kevin can give you the gauge information for that area as far as impacts to the local area, that would be the Omaha District Emergency Management.
Just a second, Eileen. Can you get a little clarification? Are you wondering whether or not the gauge, whether or not the setback and the bridge widening there is influencing the gauge rating curve? Is that your question?
Well, we knew we could correlate the gauge with our, you know, the elevations of the roadway. But since opening the channel, I'm just wondering if we can expect a little bit of relief on that, or is that reading going to, I think I used to be like 25 or something like that. Is it going to go up because there's now a broader channel there?
Okay, I'll try to give you the first part of that, and then maybe Kevin Lau could go. The we update the rating curves periodically based on USGS measurements. So I think the National Weather Service forecast is based on the most recent rating curve, but I'll let Kevin Lau verify or contradict me on that. Go ahead, Kevin.
Okay, this is Kevin. Yes, we do the same thing. We attempt to use the USGS rating curves, the most recent ones, for our modeling and our forecasts. And so I cannot answer that question. I simply don't know how the rating has changed, where it would affect the approach of two. So I'm ignorant on that.
Sorry. So I'm looking at the, you know, the NOAA .gov, all, you know, the gauge readings there.
Yes.
At the bottom of each gauge, there's it's called flood impacts, and then it lists a number of impacts in certain gauge, and it says 25.5 Highway 2 may begin to flood. I don't know if that 25.5 is prior to the work we did post 2019 or prior to that work. I don't know if anybody on the call can answer that.
If you can, if I can get back to you on that, that's a good question. I would have to contact the, I guess that would be the Omaha Weather Forecast Office. I can contact them to find out when that impact statement was actually created and see if that was pre or post the renovation or the work.
This is John Remus. We'll take that as a due out, and we'll have that answer for you tomorrow afternoon.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You can also put your phone number to me privately in the chat, and I will pass it to the Omaha Emergency Management Office.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Any others from the state of Iowa? Okay, Kansas, Missouri.
Hello, Jim Remillard from Missouri. We will continue to monitor the calls and participate on them and work with our neighbors to the north. So that's all Missouri has.
Thank you. Any other state of Missouri with questions? Okay. Montana, Nebraska,
or Fortis, Nebraska Emergency Management. Nothing further from us.
Thank you. North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming.
Anybody else is on this? Ryan Bruner from Governor Noem's office. Nothing really to add. Thank you to the Colonel and the folks who made the trip up here for the meeting earlier today in the press conference. There's water's already at a record level on the Big Sioux here by a couple of feet. I was just out there just crossing the railroad tracks and a lot of water coming downstream. Glad to hear everyone's prepared. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we'll go through the list again. This is for media and others on the call. Again, star six to come off mute or use the microphone to come off mute in the WebEx application. State of Iowa. Kansas. Missouri. Montana. Nebraska. North Dakota. South Dakota.
Zach Nelson, KCCR Peer.
Hey, Zach, go ahead.
Yeah, my question is for John. John, do you anticipate any changes to operations north of Fort Randall up to Oahe?
No, we don't. We have plenty of room in Randall to catch any of our releases that we would have out of Oahe. So we're not changing our planned operations for Oahe or Garrison or Fort Peck.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks, John. Any other South Dakota? Wyoming or any others who were unable to get to the mute button and unmute on time?
This is Ryan Oatman from Missouri. Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
I have a question for, whoever in the Omaha district. As far as our historic crest height that overtops the levee, and with 2019 flood repair efforts, significant amounts of that levee crest were taken down to O&M during that repair. Do we have any figures to correlate what our new overtoppage height will be with that work, which everyone's aware of, that we, of course, had a lot of dispute about at the time? Could anybody maybe possibly give us a new overtoppage height that we believe we'd have, especially from the Brownville Bridge north to the Nishnabotna? Thank you.
Don't know if that one's Spencer or John.
Oh, yeah, so that's me. I've got Colleen Horahan here, who's one of our PMs for most of the rehabs, and she's going to address that.
So, hi, Ryan. This is Colleen. So, as far as contacting the levy sponsors and coordinating with them and looking at the, based on the forecast, what type of freeboard, you know, is available based on our elevations of the levy. So, there has been coordinations on that, and there will continue to be.
Okay, yeah, that's what a pretty common question around here right now is, how much do we have? Well, we don't know that. I think probably we need to reanalyze what areas were taken off to O&M, not repair areas, but as we all know, there were some removal of top height to go to O&M there. And I think we should probably look into that and see what areas we need to concentrate on.
So, Ryan, which levy system are you with?
I'm with Atchison County Levy District, but the main one in concern in that question is the L550.
Okay. So yes, I'll talk with Lil Blankers, and did he reach out to you yesterday?
Yes, we visited yesterday morning.
Okay. Well, and we can continue the chat offline also, Ryan.
You bet. Thank you.
Because we do have the new updated numbers from yesterday, so I'll either give you a call or I'll have Lowell give you a call.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay. Thank
you, Colleen. Thank you, Ryan. Yes. Any other final questions or comments from our participants from Omaha or Kansas City?
Hi, this is Neil Mosen with U.S. Senator Deb Fisher. Would you mind repeating the crest levels from Sioux City to Rulo, please, again?
Sure. This is Kevin. Sioux City, we're expecting a crest of 31.1 overnight. Omaha, 34.8 Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Nebraska City, 25.2 feet Thursday evening. Brownville, 42.8 feet Friday evening. Rulo, 24 foot Saturday during the day. Over.
Thank you, Kevin.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Last call for questions. All right, John, I'm going to hand the call to you and let you close it out. Or you can hand it to Colonel Neubauer.
This is Lieutenant Colonel Matt Bragoon. Colonel Neubauer had to step out to take a call from the Chief of Engineers. Just want to thank everybody for their time and their questions. We owe some follow-up. We've got those noted here in the room. And again, if you have any additional specific questions, please call and reach out to the points of contact on the screen there, whether that's the Kansas City or the Omaha District. So thanks again, everybody, for their time. And Eileen, thanks for facilitating. Over.
Thank you, Colonel Bragoon. And with that, we will conclude today's call. And again, we'll reconvene tomorrow at 1 p.m. Thank you.